Welcome, everybody, to Midday Magazine for this July 10th, 2024. I have your host, James J. Mailoff, here. At 4:30, we are going to welcome in Kim Shields from Encourage. We're also going to have with her Laura and Bethany from Girl Scouts. We're looking forward to talking with them. Right now, two of our favorite people, Stephen and Katrina Hintner from Family Natural Foods, are with us. Thank you so much for being here, you two.
Mm-hmm. Happy to be here.
We have a lot to talk about today, I see, as we have our audience, of course, can't, because this is audio, so I don't know why I'm describing this, but we got some great stuff lined up here today and a lot of different fun things we're going to get into. Where do you want to start? What's happening right now, Katrina?
What's happening right now? So you're in your car probably, or maybe you are deciding where you want to go. Well, you should be going to Red Sands Beach right now, because at 4:30, we are presenting on an herb talk. We're going to be talking with you about all sorts of things that you can find in your backyard that can help you with your health. So 4:30, Red Sands Beach.
Yep, it's a nice herb walk. Mm-hmm. Nice day, no rain.
Gorgeous day.
Yeah, get to just walk around and we'll talk about what's growing.
Mm-hmm.
I imagine that some people are hearing this and may not know what an herb walk is. Can we describe a little bit of what you guys will be doing on the walk?
Yeah, so it's mostly going to be led by Jamie, our lovely co-worker, and Steven, and they both have lots of knowledge in herbs. I'll maybe dabble, and if there's other staff members, we might dabble and join in a little bit too. We're all a little bit of backyard herbalists, I guess you can say, and some more than others. As I was walking today with my dog out in my backyard, it's going to be like that, actually, but I will be not talking to my dog about herbs. It would be like us talking with everybody about herbs. So we'll be finding different herbs that are growing, that are, you know, commonly growing
naturally. You know, a lot of these would be considered by most people to be like weeds.
Mm-hmm.
You know, and a lot of them you probably like, you know, stepped on, walked over, pulled out, ideally not sprayed with chemicals. But, you know, a lot of these things that we've, you know, kind of just ignored that are in our yards or in the woods or in our parks are medicinal herbs, and they have a, you know, so many benefits, and they're, you know, kind of available. You can use them, you know, and oftentimes there's stuff that's growing that's right out there. You know, if you happen to get a bee sting, well, what do you grab? Oh, well,
plantain.
Here it is, right on the ground, you know?
Yeah, so like plantain is a great example, just to give a person like an example of what something we might do. So Stephen just cued it really beautifully right there. So yeah, you're walking and all of a sudden you get a bee sting. You're probably walking by something that can help you. We often think of these herbs have so many health properties. So plantain is one. It's kind of hard to explain on the radio, but it's a very like flat leaf. We'll explain it to you. Hopefully we'll be seeing them out there.
Yeah, come on out. Swerve your car carefully.
Yes, to Red Sands Beach. We'll be there.
Yeah.
But plantain would be one that you could apply to a bee sting. Like you have to like activate it a little bit, get a little bit wet, but you could apply it to a bee sting and it is really soothing. So that is a common one that if somebody gets stung at my house, that's something we'll put on right away, is we'll make a little poultice out of it, pop it on. So those are things that we're going to teach people, like, hey, this happened. This is how it can help you, or how to harvest it, what parts to harvest, just looking for herbs. And it's going to be fun.
Yeah.
It's nice out.
We've never done like this before. We've never actually done this much of an off-site talk. I think our dad had done a couple, like I'm vaguely remembering some like years and years ago. But, you know, in recent history, in the last, let's call it 20 years probably, we haven't done anything this far off-site. And it'll be just kind of fun. We're trying it out. And we're encouraging folks to come join us and just enjoy it. It's at, like we said, Red Sands Beach, which is Lake Wazeecha, for people who don't know exactly what we're talking about. So Lake Wazeecha has two sides. One of the beaches has white sand. One of the beaches has red sands. The red sands is the one where the water ski show takes place. It's on, I think, the south side.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. It's over in that direction anyway. So look it up, or you probably already know where it is. Drive on over, and we'll be starting that at 4:30, like Katrina said.
Yeah, we the relationship between WFHR and Family Natural Foods has gone on longer than any of us have been here.
Yeah,
And we love supporting you guys, and I've been talking about this and encouraging people to check it out. And one of the things I heard from one of our listeners was interesting. One, Stephen, a listener said, you know, they used to do stuff like this, you know, and talking about your dad and some of that and everything. And I thought that was an interesting note, because I didn't know that until they mentioned it. And another thing that came up was, I remember when I first moved to this area, I had a couple friends that would be able to point to a tree and name it.
Yep.
And it, almost any leaf on the ground and being able to. And yep. The listener brought up, you know, I don't know if kids are doing that anymore, if kids are learning that mm-hmm. stuff. I feel like this is almost a blind spot that we've kind of had as we push more and more on kids and have they have to learn more and more. These are some of the things that we miss out on. Why not catch up on that?
Yeah.
And even relearn some of these things. There's this village in Costa Rica that lives completely off the land. They everything, their food, their health, everything that they do from the land. And I don't know how feasible that is for some of us in the States here and everything, mm-hmm. but the idea of being able to pull from the earth, the idea of being able to pull from the resources that are given to us on this planet mm-hmm. never seems like a bad idea to
no.
me.
Mm-hmm.
Obviously, within reason, we don't want to deplete the sources or anything like that, but to be able to do that, I think, is one of the coolest things a human being can do. This is a perfect example of what you brought up about the poison and ivy, and how many times in nature the cure is right next to the plant that gave it to you, or
yeah,
something like
it's
that.
It's very true.
Nature looks out for us. Nature's mm-hmm. got nature's smarter than us, even
totally
on these things.
Totally smarter than us.
And this is a great opportunity to be able to experience some of that stuff, and a little bit of a throwback, you know, for Family Natural Foods longtime members and everything.
Yeah, it'll be fun. So you know, it's at 4:30 at Red Sands Lake Wazicha, and we're gonna see how it goes. If it's something that people like, we might try to do it more seasonally with each season. There's different herbs that grow more abundantly, and you can see them in different stages. So this is kind of just a dabble, and we're all excited to get outside too. Mm-hmm. So come join us.
I know one of the other things that we were going to dive into, and we'll touch on those details for the herb walk before we wrap up today, because we want to make sure that you're getting out there as given the time that we're doing this and everything. Mm-hmm. But one of the topics that I think I know I've heard from the audience, and I know even our staff here, we've appreciated you guys discussing, is digestive health
mm-hmm.
and how that used to be a topic that is one of those ones that you didn't ask a whole lot about, and you talked a little bit in a hushed voice. It was one of these kind of things. And we've really gotten away from that as a
yes.
society. It's too important not to talk about. You guys do a great job bringing in guests to talk about this subject, and love any time that we can kind of dive into this one.
Mm-hmm. Absolutely. So it's, you know, the sun season, and we often think of aloe vera for our skin, right? So we think of it like, I have a burn, and it's really healing for our sunburn. And it's true. It's amazing. It's really cooling. But we don't think of aloe vera to take internally. And now you're not taking the same gel that you're putting on your body. You're using a different property of the plant and or a different kind of the plant. And the aloe is amazingly healing, just like it is for your skin, for all parts that it touches in your body. So from your mouth all the way down to your colon, it's extremely helpful. So that's one of Stephen's and my favorite digestive products that we wanted to spend a little bit of time on, just talking about, you know, how healing and amazing it is. A lot of people will use it for like acid reflux, right? So think about your skin, it's burning, right? But your esophagus is burning from the acid. It helps calm that fire.
Yeah, it's very cooling. It's actually the good season to talk about aloe vera, just like you'd use it for a sunburn from the heat of the sun. The heat that we're surrounded by, especially when we're outside or not in air conditioning, in the summertime is like, it's very heating to our whole body. So like in Ayurvedic medicine or Chinese medicine, they would talk about these things, about these, the seasonality and the heat. And aloe vera is a very cooling and soothing herb. And it's really perfect for this season, not just for a small sunburn on your skin, but for your whole body. So taking it internally, like Katrina's saying, and this is really a product we sell quite a bit of. I'm always surprised by how much,
yeah.
especially the liquid aloe vera juice. Same aloe vera plant, like Katrina was saying, that you'd put on a sunburn, but in the gel form, they usually add something to thicken it. And this is just the pure juice. I think on the front, what does it say? 99.7% aloe vera juice. So about as close to 100% as you get. The product we sell, which is, I think, sort of a testament to the quality of it and the effectiveness of it, is called Farm Aloe. And we've sold this, I think, for like three generations.
Yeah,
right?
This is
my
actually super fun.
My grandfather used to buy it from this same gentleman.
Mm-hmm.
My dad bought it from this mm-hmm. same gentleman. His company is based out of Wisconsin. The aloe is growing, I think, in Arizona or mm-hmm. Nevada, somewhere like that, where it grows, obviously. But he's owned a couple of different aloe vera companies, and he was really a pioneer. And this guy is always amazing when he comes and delivers stuff at our store. He carries these heavy Alibera boxes. Last time I asked him his age, I don't know how old he is now, but he was in those like, was he in his like?
He was in his late 70s then.
Yeah, I was gonna say even 80s, but anyways, he's probably in his 80s now. Anyways, but the fact that he's driving around the state delivering Alibera and, you know, like creating the best product. His thing was just like, let's not dilute the product. So the thing is, you can buy aloe vera, including aloe vera gel, everywhere. But aloe vera products tend to, in the market, they tend to often get diluted. So companies are watering them down, like literally adding water to aloe vera, which already, you know, has plenty of water in it. That's kind of its natural component. So his mission was always just to tell people, hey, all we need to do is not dilute the aloe and it will work great for us. So he would do side-by-side tests. He'd send out, you know, kind of pay for these labs to test the products, and he'd find that, you know, there's very few products on the market that weren't diluted, and his, of course, isn't. And he tests it every year to kind of verify that. But yeah, this is a great product. We have, you know, pet products made with aloe. Mm-hmm. We have hair care products made with aloe. And really the magic is taking it internally. It's got benefits for everything from diabetes to immune system boosting, mm-hmm. Digestive health, obviously. I think.
And my favorite bonus is that it helps with, so if you're taking aloe vera regularly, it helps absorb the nutrients that you're consuming. So maybe that's the foods that you're eating, or maybe you're taking your supplements, your multivitamin. It'll help absorb those nutrients like tenfold. It's amazing. So even if you don't have digestive issues, like anybody can take this and get benefits from it. And again, a lot starts in our gut. Like, you know, if we're stressed, it is actually starting more in your gut, and there becomes this like imbalance. And so our gut health is so important. It's something that's, it's our gut-brain connection we have. Then there's the like the nervous stomach. There's so many things we can do for our digestive health. So it's like, if we can build our digestive system up, whether or not you have digestive issues, you might get more benefits from it later because you're keeping a healthy gut. We've talked before about keeping a healthy immunity. It all starts in the gut. So aloe is a great base for anybody, almost like it's not a multivitamin, right? But like the multivitamin of digestive, like the baseline helps everybody, good for so many things.
Yeah.
But we're going to talk about a couple other things that are so important for digestive health. One of which is probiotics, because I think that's a lot of people think of probiotics.
Sure.
And they're very important. Do you want to explain the Dr. O'Hara's? Because I feel like it has such a cool story, kind of like the aloe vera.
Yeah, Dr. O'Hara's is so cool. So there's a lot of probiotic products on the market. A lot of them are good, but there's really nothing that's quite like the Dr. O'Hara's probiotic. And I don't mean that in like it's a new product on TikTok and it's like whatever. It's like, no, this is like old school. This guy, Dr. O'Hara, has been like a probiotic researcher for, I don't know, 30 years or something. We've been selling this on our shelves probably for 20, mm-hmm. I don't know, maybe longer even. But, you know, 20 years or more, it really has never changed. The box really hasn't changed. And I love that when like, just like a good product just stays consistent, because like, mm-hmm. why change something that's already great? Mm-hmm. And what's unique about this product is it contains all three elements of the probiotic ecosystem, I'm going to call it. So, you know, obviously it has probiotics in it. And then it has something called prebiotics, which people are learning more and more and asking us about. Prebiotics are basically the food that probiotics eat in our gut. So to keep probiotics alive in your digestive system, you need to give them the right foods. And they'll eat all sorts of things, but if you give them the best foods, they'll thrive even better. And then the third thing that this one has, which is really what's unique, it says postbiotics. So we have the probiotics, the prebiotics, and the postbiotics. And the postbiotics are the metabolites. It's like the ecosystem that the probiotics create after eating prebiotics for enough time. And the only way you get that is really with time. And Dr. O'Hara's is unique in that they take the patience to make these formulas. It takes 3 to 5 years to make them. I don't think you'll see that in any other product on the market, is that they create an ecosystem. Basically, what Dr. O'Hara did is, you know, very scientific, really. He stimulated a digestive system. He got the same pH, same temperature, put in the best foods. And a lot of these are just foods you could eat, like, you know, figs and mushrooms, mm-hmm. and, you know, things like that. And then Dr. O'Hara kind of like put in the best probiotics that he had done research on for, you know, probably like 30 years. And each one of these probiotics kind of works in different parts of your digestive system. So again, like created this whole simulation of a healthy human gut, and then just kept it going for 3 to 5 years. And you end up with this product that's really unique with the postbiotics. I've had people, and it's, you know, there's a recommendation on the box too, like to, if you're just taking it as a probiotic, like, you know, somebody like Katrina, who's probably, you know, stays on top of stuff pretty well and probably doesn't have too many issues, you just take, you know, one or two a day. That's fine. You know, it's a probiotic. You're just kind of keeping up with things. But if you're coming off of it, like an antibiotic, that's a classic example, or you've had diarrhea, or you have some chronic digestive issues, the box recommends this, and I think this is really a good guidance, is you start with a higher amount. You kind of get that ecosystem back in your gut. You get this whole, like, microbiome system in your gut. So you take, like, I go as far as 6 a day, but, you know, 4 to 6 a day, I kind of tell people do that until you feel better. And I had this one customer in particular. He said, oh, like, I started taking this, and I had chronic gut issues. I forget what they were specifically. I don't know. It's maybe IBS, something like that. But he said he's had this for years. He's tried everything. He's tried this and that, you know, prescriptions, whatever. And, you know, nothing really, really got to the bottom of it. And he said after taking this for 1 week at that high dosage, like I said, he finally started to feel normal again. And
wow,
like,
that's really quick, yeah. Actually.
Yeah.
Because digestive issues can be lifelong. Yeah. They can be forever.
And for some people, it might take a little bit more time. But I think if you hit it hard and you kind of get this kind of replacement, you get this ecosystem starting in your gut, it's really powerful. And I've had the same experience. I've used this. The nice thing about this product is it doesn't need to be refrigerated. They're individually
great for travel.
They're foil wrapped, so the foil wrapping keeps them protected from moisture and from the elements, basically. So I've taken them on trips, and I've been on trips even, you know, places like India, for example, and, you know, people will start to, you know, like, I've been at a restaurant where a bunch of, like, we all ate the same food. And then we all got sick, this classic story, right? Like food poisoning sickness, very classic in India or other parts of the world. And then I started taking this, you know, intensely, 6 a day for a couple days. After a day or two, I was kind of back to normal. Other folks I was traveling with at the time, it was like a week, you know, some of them are still kind of suffering even a week later.
Yeah, yeah.
And I was like, I probably should have shared it with them.
Yeah, gosh, Stephen. Next time, bring
an extra
pack.
They were my control group guys.
It's a great,
for
yes,
science.
Exactly. It's for science. You can't help it. It's for science.
Yeah,
looking back at it
now anyways. But yeah, this is really a great product. I like to have it on hand because you never know when you're going to get food poisoning or, you know, just like feel a little bit off. I don't take it every day. I eat a lot of fermented foods. But, you know, I'll take it from time to time.
You can't plan for those things to happen, but you can plan to prepare if they happen.
Exactly.
And that's a really smart, and I appreciate that story, actually, Stephen, as funny as it was, because that's a great point of this. This is a great way, reason why to have it on you. A number of products you guys offer are kind of like that, I think, where they're good things to have on hand.
Yeah.
When you're going to want them when you need them.
We should have a little toolkit thing.
Great
where
idea.
Talk about things that, you know, ourselves or our dad, like, things that we've just always kept in our cabinet. You know, like this product, this probiotic, you know, of all things, a probiotic, it doesn't expire until basically 2027. So you're going to use it sometime by then.
Yeah.
And if you haven't, you know, by, you know, the middle of 2026, just start taking it. It's going to be
good
for
you. Create that ecosystem for you. Get a better one.
Yeah, I think it's always good to, like, periodically take a probiotic. Just kind of, like, refresh the system, even if you're doing really good digestively.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. This is one of those, there's so much that ties back to our stomach and our digestive system. And there's so many people out there struggling with this or that. And they kind of think, well, this is where we would normally go with it. I I would attack it this way or that way.
Yep.
When really the whole time it's been your gut that could really use the help, really use the assistance. And that's what a lot of these products are. They're an assist to your body to help it do what its job. I love the aloe that you brought up too. The oldest plant that I can remember my mother having my whole lifetime is an aloe plant.
She has the toolkit.
Yep, she's got it. And that thing was just a Swiss Army knife of being able to help with anything my brother or sister or I got into. They're an amazing plant. I got to get that for her. She's going to love that. That's not a gift. I'm just going to give it to her. But that is something I'm doing for sure.
Cool.
Did you have anything else before we wrap?
Yeah, so we got a couple things, a couple more we want to highlight. Speaking of traveling to India.
Yeah.
When we traveled to India, we learned a little bit more about a product called Ayurvedic Digest formula. So for those people that don't know, what is Ayurveda? It is kind of like Chinese medicine. It's India's own cultural medicine and lifestyle, really. Stephen actually studied it for like 6 months in India. Gosh, like 15 years ago, maybe?
Yeah, it's been a while. Yeah.
But he's more versed in Ayurveda medicine and the different herbs that are used. But this formula is a really cool one that is something that you can help. It can help with, this is wild, right? It can help with constipation, but it can also help with diarrhea. So a product that can do both, it's kind of like creating that ecosystem again. We're going back to it.
Yeah.
It's creating balance that a person needs. So there's different herbs that will help balance the system. And that's a really cool product.
They did another thing that's really cool about this, because this is sort of like aloe too. It's in capsules. So you just take a couple, I think two at bedtime. They did a 28-day study. And like Katrina said, they found that for the participants in the study, 49% found a reduction in constipation. So half the people that had issues with constipation, their constipation improved. 45% that had diarrhea, their diarrhea improved. So they no longer had diarrhea. Also helped with less indigestion, 64% found that. Helped with decreased abdominal pain, 70%. And then this is an important one, acid reflux. Aloe vera is very good too, but this 72% of people found a reduction in acid reflux.
Yeah. Those are great numbers.
Worth a try for folks.
Absolutely.
I like to take this at least once or twice a year, and you can take it daily.
Well, and I encourage you to pick Stephen's brain about it too.
Yeah.
put that brain to work and everything, because it sounds real. I actually would love to hear more about
it's
that sometime when we have time.
And
it's
we really only tackled a few of these things, so we'll have to come back for part two of Digestive Health.
Oh, absolutely.
Yeah. Or come to our presentation in September.
Yeah.
That's going to be September 24th at 5:15. But instead, make sure you come tonight, 4:30, Red Sands Beach, Lake Wasecha. We're going to be doing an herb walk, so bring some comfy shoes and come to learn.
It's about 4:30 when this is wrapping up. If anybody's running late, can they still tag in and join you
just
guys?
Just find us.
Find a little group walking around by Red Sands.
Right. Look for the happy people. enjoy, you guys. Have a great time with the walk today. And thank you so much for everything you do in the community and hanging out with us.
Yeah, take care.
Find out more at our friends at Family Natural Foods at 910 West Grand Avenue right here in Wisconsin. Wisconsin Rabbits. Be sure to bookmark their webpage, familynaturalfood.com. Follow them on Instagram, Facebook. It's a great follow. And keep in mind, you can give them a call, 715-423-3120, 423-3120. Find out more at familynaturalfood.com. We'll be back with more Midday Magazine right here at WFHR.